are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV with P and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV. This is P alongside the Carl Malone of Fantasy Football Managers, Ryan. If you're watching, it means you're on YouTube, and we kindly ask that you drop a like and hit that subscribe button. If you're listening, it means you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, and all other podcast platforms. We also kindly ask that you hit that subscribe button and leave a review.
What's good, bro?
What is up? It was a wild one, right? Wild week?
Yeah, not too shabby.
Some quarterbacks are looking washed up. While others are...
I might have said washed up during that Saints game like 30 times, right?
No, I think last night was the most frustrating fantasy night for a person that has a player that needed to give him points.
Facts.
Because there was only one player that was really being looked at.
Nah, for real. It was tough.
I think we got some really good matchups coming up. Before that, we had something we wanted to talk about, right? And especially now with the season starting and our records being, maybe the playing field is leveling out. Maybe some people are losing hope with their records. I'm gonna tell you right now, and you're gonna hear this for maybe at least one or two more weeks. I think maybe that's the cap, right? We're gonna give you two more weeks, but you still have time.
Yeah, no, it's not over yet. I think we said once these bye weeks start, coming up in week five, I think that's when you can start hitting that panic button if you still don't have a win under your belt.
Yeah.
We spoke about last week about people leveling out. A couple of owners were humbled this week, rightfully so. I think when you talk so much and you expect productivity every single week, it's just unrealistic. And for me, I've always been a realistic person. Whether I was losing or whether I was winning, I just try to be realistic within my team. And we talked about looking at 0-2 teams and there being a difference. And I don't want to take a shot at Ricky's team, but again, it spoke for itself. I'm not just saying things to say things and be a dickhead to some of these people. I'm just, when you do the eye test, as people call it, you can see the difference. And I'll leave it at that. What you got? How you feeling after 3 weeks, man?
I feel good. It sucks that I think my last two matchups have gone into Monday night. I think those are the worst.
Yeah, and you got one negative, one positive. So you got, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's,
what feels better? Obviously.
Well, having a W, like heading into Monday night. And even if I had a player Monday night, that player is just bonus. It's just about watching the player perform and how they use them in the system, right? But it's not like pressured where, you know, you're constantly focused on damn, the coach didn't throw it to him. Look, he was wide open type stuff. Like, I think that it gets petty when it gets that. And I had a headache, I think, one of the Mondays. I think it was the second one where it was, like, frustrating. But
it was a lot easier for me watching the game last night when I knew I had the victory in the bag. And I didn't really need these two players. But, I mean, them having poor performances definitely didn't help my overall points. But it was easier to take for sure.
Yeah, no.
Let's move on to next week, and hopefully, I mean, we forget about that.
Yeah. So, let's now go into the league recap and everything we have going.
Bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brief moment to recap the Lights Out Fantasy Football League. Lights Out League, where you never know what Nelson will do next.
All right, Dan, that was a long pause, wasn't it? All right. So, in the league recap, first of all, let's go to the recycling bin. Let's go to the trash talk. Yeah, let's get the trash talk out of the way, because I feel like I opened the floor and I kind of opened the floodgates, and it was just a lot of trash talk going. So do you have anything off the top of your head that you remember?
First thing I knew this was going to happen. And John, if you're watching this, I just know you, man. I knew he'd come with these excuses, and he's like, oh, Mike Evans touchdowns, oh, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. I could have, would have, should have, man. Nobody cares. Shut the hell up. Nobody says, oh, I wish I would have had that. Like, of course, duh. Who's not saying that? Like, but just taking your L like a true man and moving on. I don't want to hear no GGs. We know you're bitter today. The enthusiasm is not the same for you today. I don't want to hear it. You're 2-1. Squad is looking all right, but as we always say about your team, your depth is the question. We don't worry. We know your starters are good, but besides that, trash talking wise, all these trades, right? I know there's a lot of people trying to trade. What you got on that?
Before we move on to the trades, I did find exactly what the show said. They said they expect that Ryan will show lots of enthusiasm this week after a ceiling week for his guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny. He's using my terminology that I coined on his team after his team came back to Earth like I expected it to. Everything is going to average out at the end of the day. Am I excited for my team to put up 145? Absolutely. Who wouldn't be excited about that? But am I going like, oh, I've got the best team in the league? No. Like, I just know my team is capable of doing stuff like that. I'm not expecting it every single week. I just want wins. I don't care how many points I score. I just want wins.
Yeah.
And on the higher side, because we know once we get to the back end of the season, points is what matters. So for those owners getting these 86-point victories, I hope y'all feel good about those.
Yeah. We also
to be needed.
We also have some rumors that we're going to share, because there's a lot of trade talks happening right now. There's people either panicking or strategizing on the people that are panicking.
Attacking the weak.
Yeah. I'd hope. Okay. So I don't have anything here. I feel like I don't want to keep repeating. The trash talk. I want to give whoever did say something a chance, but all I see is John. And honestly, at this point, I might as well just give him a segment on the show if it's just him. But I don't see anything. Okay, so this is something I want to call out, and I think that it's more hate. And John, you need to stop hating. So he said, call out Mike for abusing running backs on draft day and flipping a six rounder for a second round and a third weeks in. And this will go perfect into our trades. So the trade was Julio Jones is going to an 0-3 is leaving an 0-3 team. And in return, who is he getting back? Montgomery, the running back for the Bears.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, again, I don't like vetoing trades. I don't like questioning people's trades, man. These are grown-ups agreeing on trades. At the end of the day, if that's what you feel is going to help your team, make the trade.
Yeah.
From a fantasy standpoint, if I'm judging it, just overview of it, it makes sense. What's his name? Suicide Squad definitely needs running backs. He has nothing right now. And his receivers, I guess he feels confident in the other ones he has that he can get rid of Julio. Mm-hmm. Julio's got some injury thing going on. We don't fully know what that is. So it's a lot of risk involved in both sides. So it kind of makes sense. It's not too crazy. We said it last time. At this point, it don't matter where you drafted these players.
Yeah, I think that that's the problem with where these trades and when we're asked to evaluate or add our feedback to these trades, I don't think it's fair anymore to use where they were drafted as a piece to like or as a metric to gauge whether or not this is a fair trade.
That's something John would.
That's null and void. That doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, John would be like, hey, I trade you my third rounder for your guy who you didn't draft and you picked off on waivers, who's a starting running back now. Like, that's some shit John would use as a trading piece. And on some sources that we do have on some
trades. Yeah, hold on. We do have breaking news. This is an exclusive from – I just wanted to say this, Rye, because this is gossip that only you can find here on this show right here. We have exclusive sources. And, Ryan, what is the reveal?
So, we all know, if you've been following along, that besides this two starting running backs, John – is struggling to put together any type of RB depth. He currently has Frank Gore as his third running back on his roster and nobody behind him. If you feel confident about that, I don't know if you know how to play fantasy football. So he has been offering, like John Wood, bench pieces for potential starters. And according to sources, there have been talks of him trying to snag a potential running back who's of decent value for a receiver on a team that he would never start. And this is what always annoys me with people making trades, specifically in this league as well, where they're trying to trade for players and trade players that they wouldn't want in return. Or in my case, I've had people trying to trade for guys I have and putting down the guys I have as they want them. It's like, how are you going to devalue somebody you want?
Yeah. Or
to make
or,
it seem like, oh yeah, it's cool for me to give them away. That makes no sense.
Or someone that wants to, that thinks that just by sheer quantity of people that they're throwing at you, that that's going to make you say, yo, you're going to give me three wide receiver threes for this player? Absolutely. Let's do it. No, they're not even reasonable.
Yeah. And it's funny because I was in the trade talks last week and I was trying to move some pieces and I got declined and I was like, all right, cool. I jokingly said I'd want this person. They're like, no, no way. And now this week they're offering me that person for the same piece that I was giving up. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'll pass. Things have changed in a week.
Oh, now. Before we close up and start recapping, I do want to say that keep in mind that this is a gamble. A trade is a gamble. And if you've done the research and you like a certain player, a lot of times you got to remove all the numbers and all that stuff and just go with your gut. It's a gamble. So stop being so trigger happy. Stop pump faking and be realistic too. If you're gonna, especially if you're gonna come to my inbox, I'll just give you one word responses and just keep it moving. So you ready to recap?
Yep, let's go.
All right. So it was an interesting week of games. The first matchup was myself and the show. This was our game of the week, did we say?
Yep. Matchup of the week.
Matchup of the week. And it turned out to be a last minute Monday night victory. I scored tons of touchdowns. I think by Sunday, the second wave of games, I thought I had it in the bag based on who I had left. Lamar had a disappointing game. So that's pretty much what I have for this matchup. I think the fact that I won with Lamar underperforming and Tyler Lockett basically being my quarterback.
Yeah, well, to no avail. It looks like John's crystal ball broke last week, or the batteries were low, because he, unknowing to himself, picked the wrong quarterback this week.
Yeah.
He would have played his starter, who you should never be benching, mm-hmm. unless you're trying to get cute, which he did. He lost this week, and he should be 3-0, but, I mean, neither here or there.
One thing to note also, I'm sorry to cut you off, man. The Jeff Wilson Jr.
I was literally going to say that.
Yeah, go for it.
Pickup of the week, start of the week, went under the radar. You didn't even have a high waiver claim this week, and you got him.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts up 54 receiving yards, had a rushing touchdown and receiving touchdown, and that literally just put you over the top. That was almost like your starting quarterback this week. Yeah. And Tyler Lockett giving you what he did. Nobody likes seeing John lose more than me. So I was very excited that you beat him.
Let's move on to the next game. The next game is HHM and way below sea level. Our boy, and actually shout out to him. He actually watched the games with us and it was a dope time. But he knows that now he's 0-3. He just lost the game. And he had a chance Monday night. Tyreek Hill scores that touchdown. You see Tyreek Hill is involved in the game. And you think he has that. Didn't he have another touchdown opportunity?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he made it a game.
He didn't even lose the game with Tyreek. Tyreek, I think he got, again, try to get too cute a quarterback. I've been dissing Drew Brees more than anybody.
Yeah.
It's
hard to sit a Breeze.
Yeah. Why do you draft Drew Brees if you're going to bench him in the third week versus Green
Bay? Yeah.
I don't believe in Drew Brees' talent as a football player. This is why I don't think the Saints are going to go far. But as a fantasy player, as long as Kamara's on his backfield, I think Drew Brees is going to put up fantasy points.
Yeah, that's true. I think Herbert is a nice piece to have.
Yeah.
But when you have a Breeze, maybe Breeze is your guy. And, you know, Josh Allen on the other side. How beautiful is that?
MVP that Josh Allen. Nobody's talking about it. But
And Eckler. Nobody's talking about Eckler either.
We said in our matchup episode that we felt like these running backs in Los Angeles would be doing something versus Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. The Goddard injury, that's something to note. So see what he's going to do this week. But anything else from this matchup?
Nah, man. It was a good one for HHM.
Yeah.
And again, like I said last week, if I didn't say Ricky needed to get a W in the worst way this week, he needs one bad. We'll talk about it when he...
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next matchup was... this was a score fest between Low Limit Soldiers and Will. A puny 86.32 to a measly 86.2.
You know how you and John had matchup of the week? This was the measly matchup of the week.
Jesus Christ. Minshew put up RB2 numbers.
RB2? That's like flex.
That's like a flex number. Trubisky was a fringe RB1.
Trubisky was balling before he got benched.
Yeah, true. Another player that fantasy maybe looks better than in real life. But DeAndre Hopkins, steady. He's going to give you his steady numbers. Anyone else? Look at Fournette. I think the back and forth with the role, what's going to happen there. But Mike Davis, you see he ended up coming through with a nice 15. You like seeing that. And Connor Carson going down, that's going to be big for Will.
Yep. Waller shut down. We expected New England to do that. Mm-hmm. Johnson went down, concussion. I knew Fournette. I try to warn people, don't start Fournette. It's hard to predict with that backfield. Then he was chasing points. Looked like he luckily got away with this victory, but it looked like both teams were chasing points in this week.
Yeah, that's probably why they ended up with those scores.
Yeah.
But it's like if you stay with what works, then.
Yeah, sometimes the floor is better than the ceiling.
Hey.
But I mean, when you get on Pudi's side, when you get a victory, I guess you feel good about it. And not for nothing, I kind of did want Pudi to win because, I mean, we want some more 2-1 teams in this league.
And you gotta, yeah, and you gotta like that Goff and Wood stack.
Yeah, on his bench. All right, next matchup.
No, but good win. GG.
Yeah, good win. Yep.
Next matchup was Let's Go against your abuela's attorney.
It's got to be the best name in the league.
Newly named, I think that is the best name of all time. I'm going to say here first. So your abuela's attorney, 2-1, another victory, putting up 115. That's a respectable number right there. So Pat Mahomes put up 48 points. Otherwise, Let's Go doesn't go anywhere near 90.
It made it look a lot more competitive than it really was.
Yeah, remember, we talked about the Randy ratio. Michael Thomas not being there. Imagine Mahomes at 48 and Michael Thomas at 20. That gives him 60 points between those two guys. And then maybe he has – it looks better on the stat sheet. It's 100 points. It looks more competitive. But his team is just doesn't have the – it doesn't have the length.
Yeah, it's just a lot of emptiness. On this other side, I think for Nelson – Kamara's carrying him on his back right now. And also the fact that, and we'll talk about it later when we look at the standings, mm-hmm. Nelson has one of the least points against, so he's benefiting from that.
Oh, so it's more, all right, we'll look at that on the standings.
Yep, so let's move into this next matchup.
Let's go to the next matchup. And the next matchup is that this was our second game of the week, I think, the matchup. Dead Presidents going up against COVID Proof, and Dead Presidents put up a very stout 132 COVID Proof. They went down with 115, which is a good number still. Kyler Murray, on the stat sheet, I'm looking at it now, 28. But if you looked at the game, you don't even think he played this.
Yeah, threw three interceptions, right?
Yeah.
Three picks. I mean, but at the end of the day, his rushing is always going to give him that floor. Metcalf catching another long bomb. He would have had way more points as well. He got that one fumbled out the end zone. Cook just keeps on cooking, man. Let's see. He can keep that up for him. That's going to be big for Dead Presidents. And Dead Presidents looks like he understands his defense thing because he seems to be picking them right week by week.
Yeah. One thing that I will say about that team is the tight end. I know. Imagine what that team looks like with Kittle in there.
Yeah.
On Dead President's side, we know that that's a team to watch. On COVID Proof side, you know, Edwards-Helaire against the Ravens still put up a really good number. And did he find his kicker with Blankenship with 11? That's a good number. Anything else from this matchup?
Nah, it's pretty straight up. Everything else is good. Dak doing what Dak does, but still not enough to get you over the top.
Yeah, damn. Let's go to the last matchup, and that's Suicide Squad and Why So Serious. And Suicide Squad was 0-2. You were 0-2.
Battle of the winless.
Yes, that's right. And came out on top. And not only did you do that, but you got the blowout of the week. Biggest blowout, 145-101. So this is what John is referring to when he says that this was your ceiling game, using your own term. but, you know, Henry, did we not say that he was going to get over the hump and score his touchdowns?
Yeah.
Anything else that you see in this matchup?
No, I think James Robinson just keeps showing me that he's slowly becoming a top 10 running back. As much as people want to doubt that, it's happening. So to have him as a flex option, I think it's very helpful to my team. It gives me a lot more punch. My defense came through. This is exactly why I wanted them this week. This is why I held on to them, because they are playing the Jets, and I wanted to abuse the Jets, and they did way more than I thought they would, but I'll take it. Yeah. On the other side, my biggest worry was Russell Wilson. I knew he'd put up at least 35. He put up 46. And I wasn't even worried, to be honest, because I knew my team was rolling. So,
nah. When your team...
He's going to need two Russell Wilsons to beat me that week.
Yeah, see, some teams are losing because either they've been facing teams that are high scoring, and or maybe a combination of both, but maybe the players are severely underperforming, and you know that there's talented team players on the team, like a Derrick Henry who hasn't scored a touchdown. You know eventually it was going to come.
Yeah. Right?
So Robinson, it was struggling. You knew eventually it was going to break away, and it turned. And we knew that if Foles would take over that role, Robinson would be a much better wide receiver one. Facts. And it happened exactly how we thought it would happen.
They are who they thought we were. Duds.
So when you got a ceiling, but the ceiling is what I feel like is one of those that, you know, it was bound to break. It was bound to boom.
Yeah, I'm just glad I'm seeing points. I'm not expecting these points every single week, obviously. Right. But if I can have a team that can actually compete and show up like they haven't been showing up first 2 weeks. And it's not even that they haven't been showing up. I've been up against tough matchups. I've actually played teams that are competent.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody doesn't get to play guys who score 86 points every single week.
I know. It
doesn't happen.
No, but that's it. Anything? You want to go to the standings first?
Yeah, let's go right into the standings because I want to exploit a lot of people in this.
All right. Because this is after waiver too, so you know, a lot of craziness happens waiver day.
So what me and P always talk about, besides the wins, obviously, because wins are important. Wins are what get you into the playoffs, but we look at the layout of the league right now. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams that are 2-1, right? And a 2-1 team is in 8th place. A 2-1 team is in 7th place. And you look at their points for, and they're barely at 300 points, and everybody else above them is about league average, right? And then we look at points against. We got Will, who's only had to face 271 points. We got Nelson, 267. That's about like 86 points a week when you do the average. That's a disgrace. The competition level that they've been facing is not that good. And when these teams have to face teams that are actually competitive, it's a whole different ballgame. Again, I feel really good being in 9th place. I'm going to talk about myself real quick. To have 355 points for third most in the league and to be in 9th place, I know as I start to accumulate victories, hopefully, I will definitely shoot up the rankings really fast. So that 9th place is a hoax right now. How do you feel about where you're at with your points and all that stuff? You're currently 4th in points, which is amazing. You want to be in that top 6.
Yeah. To me, I talk to you all the time. Every year, I go in with the mentality that I don't care if I get the 6th seed. I'm cool with just getting in. Because, right, you get the bye week or not. Even in the bye week, you don't want your players to get hurt, and you want your players to score. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah, you get to skip a game. You know, so maybe mentally, but I feel like that 1 week where you're off, it kind of takes you off of your routine a little bit.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Oh, no, you're right. Don't say too much, but you're absolutely right. Like it's almost like teams who sweep other teams and they have a long layoff. You kind of forget how to get your team set up.
Yeah. So
like you get lackadaisical. You're like, I'm good. I got a bye. Blah, blah. Whatever, man. Nice.
So normally, yeah, I'm not going to dig too deep into that because then I'm going to like start revealing way too much. But
so right now, there's only one more team left undefeated in the league. That's Dead Presidents.
Yeah.
We said it, and I'll say it again for the third time in a row. He's built a really good team. Not shocking. And he's managing his team really well during the season. So I want to give London props for sure. I know I keep seeming like I'm riding his coattails this whole season, but I'm gonna put respect where I think it's due. And out of all the managers this year, I feel like he's one of the most underrated.
He's been very strategic. I think another thing,
people don't see the moves he's making, but I see him. Yeah. I see you, London, because I move how you move, and I see what you're doing.
Yeah, and another thing, people shy away from making moves. This is something that's being considered in the offseason as a rule change, the moves and paying for it, and how does that work? And he's not shying away from making moves, which I'm not either, right? Like, yeah. If it's there and you can use the waiver, I think that out of every manager, he's shown the most consistent growth.
Yeah, adjusting. He's had to, I mean, for the most part, every single body has had to deal with some type of injury, mm-hmm. except John. But like we said, everything averages out and it meets you eventually.
Yep. So let's go to week 4 and these new matchups that we have coming up.
Yeah.
And because of me, it always starts with me, and we're going to start with our matchup. We're not even going to skip it. So the first matchup is my 2-1 team going up against a 2-1 your Abuela's Attorney. And they have been very vocal and adamant about our treatment to his team and to what he calls a slight. He feels that we've been paid. He feels that it's political. And I just want to tell you, man, to be honest, I don't know about Ryan, but it is 100% true.
Facts.
It is 100% true. No, but Ryan, what do you see in this matchup? Obviously not many players, but...
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Nelson's been carried by Kamara, so you're going to expect points for Kamara. He's playing Detroit, one of the worst defenses. So I can see a back and forth there. I'd be worried there.
Yeah.
On your side, you're looking for Lamar to bounce back after he was embarrassed on national television. Mm-hmm. I can see Lamar putting up 35 points this week, and it wouldn't be surprised. You got steady receivers, man. I love your receivers. Mm-hmm. One playing against Miami, the other one playing against the Chargers, who for the most part have a better defense, but without Godwin, you might get targets funneled.
And they also just lost another cornerback.
Yes, yes.
So
I don't know. Like you said, there's a lot of empty spots, so it's hard to tell, but it should be a decent matchup, man. What are you looking at?
No, Don, I gotta pause this because this literally came through the chat, and it's like it was wild because it's happening real time. we just got finished talking about London's team. John just said, Ryan picking games right now. Like, I really like the way London built this team.
But he is dealing with a few.
But, I like that. John, you're a troll, man. You're a troll.
I like John.
We're talking about your UAA. Stephon Diggs, you see how that Bills offense is top five in a lot of those statistics in the first three games. So yeah. Stephon Diggs has been looking like a wide receiver one. Ingram against Washington, you know, that could be because this be that Ingram gets 2 touchdowns game. In terms of New England, he's going to have to fish for a defense because there's no way you're going to play New England against KC, is it?
Who knows?
Who knows? But, you know, for this matchup, I'm going to pick myself, number one.
You ain't no bitch.
Because I ain't no bitch. And number two, because I feel like me picking Nelson is Nelson bullying me into picking him.
Yeah. And no bullying on this, guys. No bullying.
And we do not support bullying on this show and on this TV network.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, all Nelson really has is Kamara. Let's be honest. And
Diggs. Like stated, stop disrespecting the Bills, man.
And he has Stephon Diggs. No, he's nice. He's nice. Okay, I'm sorry. I regret that decision. Sign up. Are the Bills this like the dollar version of the Chiefs?
Yo, are they?
All right. So, no, I like Kamara. He's a stud. He's going to get fed 1,800 targets. Oh, wait, or 1,801.
Yeah, yeah.
1,801 targets because, you know, Drew Brees' arm is dead.
Yeah.
I just think you just have more power within your lineup. You pack more punch. Mm-hmm. He has, like, one or two hooks. You might have, like, a whole barrage of things. So I'm definitely just going to go with your team and not bat an eye. Because, again, Nelson hasn't faced any competition. His competition is usually averaging, like, 86 points a week. And I doubt you put up less than 86 points.
So next matchup we have the 2-1 HHM 7th place going up against the 0-3 Let's Go in 12th place. What do you see in this matchup? And wait, but HHM just newly made a deal. It's still waiting for it's still going through the approval process, but he will now have who did he trade for? He traded for Julio. So Julio, is he week to week? Is he playing this week? But either way, Julio will be on that bench.
Yeah. What do I see? I see Mahomes. versus New England. They always play each other tough.
Oh my God! Did you see the matchup that Aaron Rodgers has?
Yeah, Atlanta.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Oh, man. Oh my God.
Yeah, Adams, if he's healthy, would be in a prime spot here. Wow. Odell Beckham versus the Cowboys, prime spot. But it's not. It's less about Odell and it's more about Baker. I think that's what the problem has always been.
Yeah.
We know Odell is an elite talent. Eckler against Tampa Bay, a little tougher.
That's a tough matchup, but he's matchup proof in a sense.
Yeah, he's just a security blanket over there.
Yeah.
I mean, is this Let's Go's first win? I don't know, man. When will Let's Go get a win? Like,
you think so? You think this would not?
No, I'm not. Whoa, relax.
Oh, you're asking whether or not this would be
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, I mean, he has some health.
Mm-hmm.
Devontae Freeman gave him nothing last week. Maybe he's learning the playbook a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He got Singletary against the Raiders, who was probably my favorite running back matchup this week.
Yeah, and MT injury-wise, what's up with him?
Yeah, he might. If he comes back, that'll help. But I don't know, man. It's just talent-wise, you look at Mike's team, and he, again, same thing with you. He just has more talent on his team, so it's hard to pick against talent. So I'm going to go with Mike again.
How loaded do you have to be at the quarterback position that you have that you get a chance to choose between Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen on the
week? That's gonna be he's gonna have to deal with that all season, and for his sake, hopefully he's making those right decisions, but we'll see.
Yeah, but so far it's looking good, man. We're both gonna take HHM on this one.
Yep.
The next matchup is the No Limit Soldiers, who are 2-1, eighth place, going down way below sea level to face the 0-3 team. I hope you have your snorkel and your submarine and all that stuff.
Nah, he do. He got soldiers on the team, so they're prepared.
Okay.
So, hopefully they're in the Navy.
Right now, the projections are even in a way. Like, it's 111 to 109. But
they both have their starting lineups in.
So we see the stack. The stack is back.
Yeah, after being hurt by it last week. And rightfully so, he made the right call.
He did make the right call.
He did get those points all in the second half. So I see. But they're playing the Giants this week. Better matchup. Hopkins plays Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? We got Chubb. He's starting CD. Looks like CD's his week-to-week flex guy. He benched Fournette. Fournette made a guest appearance and went right back to the bench. Like I said, I love way below receivers. Hill and Thielen give you a decent floor, and they can pop off for 20. So, And then Drew Brees. Which Drew Brees is going to show up?
Yeah. To me, the name I look at is his first-round pick, Joe Mixon. No, second-round pick, sorry. Is Joe Mixon can you do it against Jacksonville, right? Yeah. Like, are you gonna bust this time or boom? Because that's where his team goes. His goal, if he can get a good performance from Mixon, he can pull one off. And this might be a good game for him to do it, but I just think that Pudi just to me has too much certainty in his lineup right now, the way they're playing. Like, yeah, you're certain that Johnson, the last 2 weeks, has played 95% plus of the snaps.
Mm-hmm.
Chubb is last week got a really good workload. And
we said it since the beginning. Chubb is amazing. They're a run first team.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to hide Baker Mayfield, and they're just going to keep handing it off 30 times. The last 2 weeks, he's had 22 and 19 attempts, 2 touchdowns rushing. Chubb is on a roll right now, man.
Yeah.
And just based off of that, I think he has the best out of all the 4 running backs in the starting lineup. And that Goff and Woodstack and Hopkins, just a lot to overcome. Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if Ricky gets his first win this week, but I'm going to just take talent and I'm going to go with No Limit Soldiers.
Yeah, he's going to need a lot of he's going to need a lot of underperforming.
Yeah. He's going to have to play the Limit Soldiers this week and not the No Limit Soldiers.
Not the low. Exactly.
if No Limit puts up 86 against this week, he might not win.
All right, let's go to the next one. And this is your matchup. This is Will going up against Why So Serious. We have a 2-1 team in Will, who 2 weeks ago looked like he was unbeatable, going up against 1-2 Why So Serious, who just came off the biggest performance of his year. So What do you see here? Obviously, this is your matchup.
I got some tough running back matchups, so that's worrisome for sure. I'm expecting a little bit less from them.
Who? Wait, Aaron Jones going up against Atlanta?
Yeah, they played a run pretty well.
Yeah, whatever.
You can't stop. And again, luckily, I'm assuming he's not going to do so much on the ground, but he's a low-key wide receiver on that team, so I'm not expecting him to be stopped. I'm just not expecting 40, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to be a little realistic. I need Mark Andrews to bounce back. If you know his number, can you call him for me and tell him, yo, where are you? Because he's been lost the last 2 weeks. Finally get Kenny Galladay back. I gave him a week to show me what he's about, and he showed me.
Wait, I actually have him on the line. Hold on.
What'd he say?
No, I just hung up on him. Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
So James Robinson, I think they're sleeping on your boy. They probably should bump up his ratings by the time this airs.
I'm tired of defending that man.
I see Will is starting Lazard, my boy. And he has Connor going up against Tennessee. That could be a pretty good matchup for Connor. Mm-hmm. And then Davis, who, if he's going to be involved, they're going to be down against Arizona and they're going to need the pass. I think he'll do well. And Waller against Buffalo. They said that you can throw on Buffalo via the tight end, but Milano and Edmonds came back and shut that down with Higbee. Higbee didn't score, did he? He didn't have a good game, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, so but he didn't do what everyone thought he would if those two guys. So I would key in on that. Maybe Waller doesn't do what he normally does against other teams, against Buffalo. I'm going to go with your team on this one.
Yeah, he's still trying to decide who his flex is. Luckily, he's dealing with a couple of injuries, so that helps me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm very fortunate for that because Will does have us. And the fact that Will can still put up a team with the injuries he's dealing with, this is what I talk about, replacement level talent, which some teams don't have.
Yeah.
If you lose somebody, to be able to plug somebody else in and just keep it rolling and still be competitive, that's very tough to do. So I'm hoping, I'm going to pick myself because like yourself, I am no bitch. I need this win in the worst way to get to 2-2 and just really shoot up the rankings based on points. So
yeah,
I just need a victory this week.
Yeah, now that's cool and all, but to me, it's just I feel like maybe one too many injuries, and not to use that as an excuse because you take a win, gladly. But it's like you said, yo, it's dope that he's still able to put a team together that we even think about it like, whoa, maybe this team could put up a fight.
Yeah,
right. But we both have you on this one. We're gonna move on to the next matchup. The next matchup is Dead Presidents going up against the whole show. This is a really good matchup.
Matchup of the week. Matchup of the week alert. Matchup of the week alert.
Matchup of the week right here for sure.
With that being said, I want John to lose, so Dead Presidents. No, I'm kidding.
We have the 3-0, 2-1, the first and second team. Wow. So this is some ramifications here.
Two highest scoring teams in the league. This is, again, where John has to play guys who actually know how to play fantasy football. Shocker.
So will John lose in consecutive weeks, or is he going to bounce back? Right now, his projection is at 120. Dead Presidents is at 117, so they have John winning.
Mm-hmm.
I see that he has Watson back in there, so he's no longer
– learned his lesson. Tannehill broke his heart, and now he's butthurt, so he probably won't start Tannehill. And now this is the week where Tannehill goes off and Watson gives 15. So good luck. I'm not – I don't know who to start. I wouldn't pick anybody for you, honestly. I'd bench both.
Another great quarterback matchup with Watson and Murray.
Yeah, they match up really well, man. These teams both.
Wide receivers, you like Cooper Kupp finally showing up against a tough Buffalo team last week. So Kupp finally gets himself on the board. Ridley is going to be steady regardless. He just showed you that regardless of if Julio's there or not, he's going to produce. And Zeke in that offense, it's scary to know that he's going to play Cleveland now.
Yeah.
But that being said, I'm going to
it's tough. This is a
tough one. Yeah, because of the matchups, man. They both have favorable matchups for the most part. Like, you know, Taylor's against Chicago. Do you like that matchup? And Sanders against San Fran, do you like that? But Sanders is a three down guy, right? Like, he's involved in a passing game, so you really don't put too much weight. Is Kittle coming back this week? Because that completes this matchup. Is McKinnon hurt? Because that also adds an element to this matchup. But I'm gonna give my pick based on what I'm seeing right here.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go with, I think John's gonna end his streak.
Yeah. Man, this is tough. And not because I don't want to pick John.
But it sounds like it.
Nah, I'm just looking. Kelce is going to be non-existent for the most part against New England. They're going to try to eliminate him.
They're going to try to eliminate. Although, maybe in tomorrow's episode, I can break down what his history against New England.
Yeah, we'll be able to look into that more. Are they going to try to eliminate? Because Tyreek Hill always seems to kill New England. So,
yeah.
Tyreek's, with the way he plays, hurts New England more. They can't stop it no matter how much they try to stop it. They just don't have the speed on that defense.
They just can't. They
can't. Kelce isn't blowing off the roof off of the coverage. So I can see him being easier to stop and them like, hey, we're going to triple team Tyreek and try to put Kelce with our best defender. Like, they might put Gilmore on Kelce because he can't guard deep.
You've seen it happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good matchup, man. I think it's going to be a lot closer than they both assume. The matchup, the projections are still there just because I want John to lose. Did I pick you last week or pick John?
You picked me.
Did I?
No, I think you picked John.
So with that being said, I'm going to pick John.
Johnny.
Because I just hope I'm wrong and he loses.
Yo, is the reverse curse a thing?
Reverse psychology.
Yo, John. Is that, yo, I like that. I like that strategy. Okay.
That just happened.
All right. Anything else from this matchup?
Nah, man.
All right. Let's move on. And I think we're at the last one. Another, you know, great matchup. But this is between the two people that we don't know if they're actually one people.
Yeah. Twins playing against each other.
This is the 0-3 Suicide Squad going up against COVID Proof, who's 2-1 and in fourth place.
Yep.
The 0-3 team, let me tell you, they've run up against a lot of tough teams because they've put up points.
Yeah, the buzzsaw. I think they got the most points against, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they are. And it sucks because they have Russell Wilson. They have a pretty rounded team. Their problem, we go back. Remember I said it looks like the Suicide Squad. You get back and you lose to Saquon Barkley and your team is in shambles. So what he did was he made a deal to solidify his running back position by bringing in Montgomery and trading away Julio Jones, who he doesn't even know if he has this week anymore.
Yeah, that was a solid trade.
Yeah.
I would have probably fished, or maybe he was fishing to see what running backs he can get mm-hmm. for Julio, but I mean, Montgomery isn't a bad offer.
I mean, look, Cohen's not there. Montgomery's going to get a lot of work, and, you know, hopefully he's healthy. That's all you can hope for. On the COVID proof side, you're still underperforming a little bit on the Drake side. You're not getting quite what you thought you were going to get from him. But you got a juicy matchup for him. And Edwards-Hilaire is the one that draws the tougher matchup. So maybe Drake is the one that booms this week. Yeah. Dak might not even need to play the whole game on this one going up against Cleveland. They're just going to put up so many points. But what do you see here? Based on what you see, do you feel confident that Suicide Squad could get his first win?
I don't even know, man. I don't know. Besides Russell Wilson, where is he going to get points from? That's.
I also just remembered that he has the Cooper for Dak Prescott, so that's a good thing that he has going for him.
Yeah, kind of blocks it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Again, I'm going to just go talent.
Yeah.
I think COVID has just more talent overall, and I'm going to go with him.
Yeah, I got to go with COVID.
Suicide Squad is, his team is killing themselves.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
All right. I think we got through the matchups, man.
That's all of them already? Holy crap.
That's the matchups. That's all of them. There's, you know... Yeah, that's it. If we left you out, you're irrelevant.
Week 4 coming in. This is a big week for a lot of teams.
Yeah, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode, which we'll do the NFL picks. We'll
yes,
and we'll also pick a boom or a bust,
a stud,
and an under the radar player as well.
Yeah.
If you're here, we appreciate you, and can you please drop a like, hit subscribe, and share it with someone. or even in the comment section below, let us know if you agree with, if you're following our league, if you have your own league. We recently had some mail from someone that said that they liked our show, they liked what we're doing, and they wanted to do something similar for their league. And, you know, we're email us, thefantasystandardtfs@gmail.com. We would love to interact with you if you have the same concept that you want to do and you just don't know how to execute it. We're here to help you.
Thanks, man. If you aren't in our league and you are following this, shout out to you. If you are in our league and you are following this, shout out to you. Yes, Excess sir. John. John, if you got to this point, just say hello in the comments below. Just yes, so I know. And that's it, man. Bye weeks are coming next week, so y'all better be prepared.
Sir, and hopefully waivers didn't get too broken today.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck. Good luck in the waiver wire war.
Peace.
Peace.